Corners of undeveloped land are tucked away in most American cities. These pockets of green space can drastically improve the quality of urban life. They're also crucial habitat for wildlife. But economics often make these areas difficult to protect. In our last story in our series on land conservation, the Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier visited one endangered forest in Pittsburgh to gauge the importance of saving urban land.
Alexander Denmarsh grew up in a quiet neighborhood not far from downtown Pittsburgh. A patch of woods stretched out behind his house. But it wasn't until he moved back into the neighborhood as an adult that he started to explore it.
Turning the corner in the trail and seeing the undulating path, you know, disappearing into the woods beyond, that I thought, wow, maybe there's something back here.
Over the course of the next several years, Denmarsh discovered a vast tract of woods overlooking the Monongahela River. The area was mined for coal in the 19th century and served as a dumping ground and research center for LTV steel in the 20th. But over the past half century, a forest has sprouted there. Now Denmarsh can find plenty of wildlife there, as he did on a recent hike.
Yep, there he is, little frog, huh? Check him out. He looks a little dusty. He's looking for water. Yeah, so there he is. He managed to survive.
What Denmarsh had stumbled upon was a 635-acre forest, essentially the city's biggest vacant lot. It's an area three-quarters the size of New York's Central Park, just 3 miles from downtown Pittsburgh.
It's virtually unprecedented, I would say, to have that kind, that size, an amount of wooded, privately owned land close to the center of the city in a city like Pittsburgh, in a several hundred-year-old city.
That's Peter Harnick of the Trust for Public Land, a conservation group that focuses on green space for public use. Harnick says the percentage of Pittsburgh's land dedicated to parks is about half that of St. Louis's and about a third that of New York's.
Even though Pittsburgh has four famous, terrific parks that everybody in the city is proud of, actually, interestingly, Pittsburgh is somewhat on the lower end of the amount of parkland.
Denmarsh is one of those who'd like to see more parks in the city. He says the dense woods he discovered behind his old neighborhood provide what he calls accessible solitude.
You know, a 10-minute drive from downtown, and you can walk 15 minutes into the woods and feel like you're in the middle of nowhere.
Its urban location, however, has made the land a prime target for developers. A group of investors bought the property from LTV when the steel company went bankrupt in the late 1980s. They wanted to build a housing development on it, but that plan fell through. Then a real estate developer named Chuck Betters arrived on the scene. He announced plans to build Pittsburgh Palisades, a thoroughbred racetrack and casino with large-scale housing and retail development. Since the land had been mined before, Betters was worried about subsidence. He said he'd need to flatten the hilltop and mine the coal seam underneath before construction could begin. Denmarsh says he was stunned when Pittsburgh City Council voted to rezone the land for development.
With all of the opportunity for brownfield development and all the development opportunities for urban revitalization that we have a need here in Pittsburgh, that we'd be planning on, annihilating such a wonderful natural feature of our city for more retail and housing and, urban development.
But not everyone sees eye to eye with Denmarsh. City Councilman Jim Motznik has a simple message to those who would keep the bulldozers away from the site.
Go to Clarion County and hug a tree.
Motznik says his constituents are more concerned about keeping police on the beat and getting their potholes fixed than they are about saving a forest.
It's a privately owned piece of property, and this is America that we live in. If the owner of that piece of property wants to cut the trees down and develop on it, then God bless him. He needs our support in doing that. He's going to be creating jobs. He's going to be creating places for people to live and to shop. It's his prerogative to make a decision on what he wants to do.
Betters, who's since dropped the idea of a casino on the property, has said the development would create 1,000 permanent jobs and about $14 million in yearly tax revenue for the city. That's a powerful lure for Pittsburgh, which has been losing population for decades and was declared financially distressed by the state 4 years ago. It's not a strong enough argument for environmentalists, however. Connie Merriman is an artist at Carnegie Mellon University's Studio for Creative Inquiry. She's been active with a group trying to save the forest from development. They've even given it a name, Hayes Woods. Merriman says the racetrack is an example of old-fashioned thinking.
I think that in Pittsburgh, there's always been a certain solution to, you know, the economic decline. It's like to build more malls, to put up more expensive houses. And that is basically the solution that is being proposed up on that forest. Now, is it possible that there could be something else done with the site that in the long run could provide economic benefits to the city?
Merriman points out the forest helps curb air pollution, reduces the urban heat island effect, and absorbs rainwater, an important issue in flood-prone Pittsburgh. It also stores carbon dioxide, which slows down global warming. But in a city like Pittsburgh, these benefits must be weighed against economic need. Amenities like parks and green space can help the city's pocketbook by keeping people and their tax dollars in the city, says Harnick of the Trust for Public Land.
We think that having a park as part of the equation would actually help a place like Pittsburgh and every city in the country lure people back if they're good parks that are safe and attractive.
Some city officials agree with Harnick. Councilman Bill Peduto says the city needs to worry about redeveloping its brownfields before tearing down its last big stretch of green.
What does it say about a city that would lose its last precious resource and sell it off so a developer can strip mine it, compared to trying to do what it can to preserve it? What type of a city is that?
In spite of the efforts of Peduto, Denmarsh, and others, public outcry over the site has been muted. That's partly because very few people know it's there. The forest sits at a high point, so many motorists drive by without ever seeing it. And outside of a few ATV riders, hunters, and hikers like Denmarsh, few Pittsburghers could find it on a map. Denmarsh thinks this anonymity could hurt efforts to protect the land.
It's a jewel in the middle of the city that very few people know about because it's so secluded and difficult to access that few people have had the experience and the luck of being in here and seeing how wonderful it is. So I think that makes it easy for people to overlook the value of such a thing.
Denmarsh, Merriman, and others scored a victory in 2006 when the Department of Environmental Protection told Betters he couldn't mine on the site. Betters, who declined to comment for this report, is appealing that decision in court. Peduto, meanwhile, is trying to find enough public and private money to buy the land from Betters and preserve it. He says a new provision in the federal farm bill promises money to protect urban forests. There's just one catch. The Senate and House have yet to agree on how much money to set aside for it. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.